BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's podcast. It is Bumbleo Wednesday. We ask, what's a topless sandwich? Another round of the Who game, Alice on Real or No Real, and I decide to break out the Christmas songs.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
Right, Scott here. I'm just not ready for the show today. Could you pop back at 1:30? I'm in a bit of a fluster. Chris is off today. He's recording something, so it's just me. All the normal stuff will be on. There'll be loads of good music. I've got Justin Bieber coming up. I've got Nero. I've got Church's new track. We will Bumbleo about 2:30. But at the moment, I'm having a few IT issues, which, I can tell you about them if you want. My M on my computer is not working, so I cannot log in. Look, there's the M. So at the moment, I'm Ills, and if your name if your surname starts with an M, that's a real problem right now. So I'll keep you updated on the M situation. At the moment, it's a no-go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone says, I'm not a technical man by any means, but can you not turn the screen and keyboard upside down and do a W? Well, that's not going to work, is it? Oliver in Leeds says, I went for months without the number 6 button on my laptop. I used to just type 9-3 into my preferred search engine, 9-3 into my search engine, and then copy and paste the answer to where I needed it. What a long situation. Just get it fixed. I can't believe the M situation's been going on since Grimmy talks about it at 6:30 this morning. Really? Oh, well, it's been fixed now. The best thing to do is mention it on air, I think. Apart from if it's 6:30 and there's no one here. A nice man called Derek's just been here to replace my keyboard. Look, I've got all the M's now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I'm ready now for the whole show. Bumbleo Wednesday coming up. Should we do it like 2:30-ish, I think? Who's keen for a Bumbleo today? Let me know on 81199. Just M'ing away here. Steph and Dom were on Innuendo Bingo yesterday off of Gogglebox, and they were an absolute treat. I watched the video 3 times last night. I love it that much. And it's on BBC iPlayer now. So maybe treat yourself. Watch it tonight on Big Telly. Or if you're at work at the moment, just get it on your laptop or tablet. It's a good watch because they're all sat on a big red leather sofa. And Chris is in the middle. He looks like their child. Stephen John's child. It's really good. Here's a bit from yesterday. Antiques Roadshow first. Well, I've not seen it for a while, Antiques Roadshow. But it used to be people bringing their antiques in to be valued. Now, here's Lord Boyce. I think that he may have got the wrong end of the stick here.
Do you remember at the beginning of the programme, I told you about the Lords Warden of the Cinque Ports, who live here at Walmer Castle? Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the latest Lord Warden, Lord Boyce, and I'd like to talk to you about your winkle.
My winkle? Well, that's very special, and here it is.
Oh, now, Steph, I didn't expect you to spray that much, but you did say you were a sprayer. Oh.
I love a good spray.
Yeah. She was in decorating overalls, and if you heard the show yesterday, she was producing, like, doorknobs out of the pouch in the decorating overalls. It was just a really bizarre experience. Radio 4 and Stephen Fry.
Oh.
Fantastic. He's in the Wild West.
Right.
Ready? Here we go.
All right. Come on, then.
As you're about to hear, life really is very different out there.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Stephen Dom Bingo, it's on BBC iPlayer right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've done this a few times now, and you always seem to love it. And I've got to admit, I love it too. It's the return of the Who game. Chris is going to be livid that he's off today. It's dead easy. Say something from the past that you've not heard of for a while. It can be a thing or a person. For example, Christopher Maloney. Who? I'm doing it for my nan. Who? Remember him, X Factor finalist? Liverpool? Exactly. Haven't heard about him for a long time, have you? He's actually still my screensaver on my computer. So it's me against the listeners today. I've got some people lined up, and they're going to take it in turns to who against me. It's whoever runs out first loses. But is it going to be me, or is it going to be our callers? Let's play the game. Let's have the callers start today, I think. Line 1, who's this, please?
It's Will from Newcastle.
Will from Newcastle, give it to me.
Bananas and pyjamas. Who?
Strong start, Will. Abby Titmus. Where did she go? Line two, who's that, please?
Hi, Scott. It's Stefan Powell from South Wales.
What? Off the news?
No, he's just stolen my name, I think.
Right, so you're not Stefan Powell off of Newsbeat?
Nope.
Because I was about to tell you to do some work!
No, definitely not me.
Prove it. You can't, can you?
No, I'm afraid not.
This has happened before when Newsbeat people ring into the show. Okay, I'm going to have to take your word for it. Stefan, what's your who?
Tara Palmer Tomkinson.
Hello! Excellent. Putting your hands up in the air like you just don't care. Line three, who's that? It was a dog. Hello?
Oh, it's Beth from Derbyshire.
Go for it, Beth.
Flirt divert.
Flirt divert. Back in the day. Okay. Trojan condoms. Line four, who's that?
It's Tom from Southampton.
Yes.
9-volt batteries.
Fig rolls. Line five, who's that, please?
Hi, Scott. It's James off of writing boobies on a graphing calculator.
Hi, James. How's things?
Yeah, all right, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Yeah, nice to see you sober. It sounds like you might wear a jumper around your... just tie a jumper around your neck. Is that true?
No.
Oh, you don't sound as posh as before.
Yeah, I was doing your radio voice.
Oh, all right. Yeah, cheers. All right, go on then.
Those little handheld water-based hoop games off of free cereal box toys.
The Harlem Shake. Line six, is that please?
It's Paul from Manchester. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Paul. Go on then.
Hello. Yeah. What we got? Changing rooms with Carol Smiley.
Right, well, there doesn't seem to be any sign of slipping. We've got some strong who's still to come, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You wouldn't believe the amount of stress I'm getting from people for hooing fig rolls. I know they're still widely available, but who actually eats them? Hey. Greg James has been on. He loves the Who game so much and wants to chip in with overhead projectors. Hey. Greg, you should come and play the game one day. I would actually love that. Let's have a massive Who off with you, me, Stark and the listeners. Just having a little Wednesday afternoon Who game because I fancied it today and I know that you love it. So it's something from the past, something a bit retro, you just say it and then just go, oh, dead simple. Remember, whoever can't think of one first loses for the whole team. So it's me against the Radio 1 listeners, let's go. Okay, I'm going to start this time. Someone bringing you a massive giant pencil back from holiday. Oh! Well, from Newcastle.
Playing Pokemon on your Game Boy. Pikachu!
Okay. The speaking clock. Hello! Stefan Powell from South Wales, but not the one off the news, yes?
Ready, steady, cook. Hello!
Was that red pepper and green pepper? Yes.
Yeah.
I went on that once with Chappers. Hey. Danny Minogue. Hey. Beth from Derbyshire.
Spirograph. Who?
Good one. Adidas popper trousers. Hey! Tom from Southampton.
K-Swiss trainers with the reversible tongue. Hello!
Estelle, 1980. James?
ironing a crease into your trousers.
Oh, no. No, I've messed it up. I've gone blank. Oh, I thought I had more in me than that. Right, well, I'm off. However, I think props go to James off of Milton Keynes today, who's been my favourite hooer. He came up with handheld hoop game from cereal boxes and ironing a crease into your trousers. And it'd be a shame not to have one last one. I bet you've got another one, James, right?
I do, yeah.
You are hooer of the day, my friend.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
Do you want my last two?
Bit of brass for you. Go on, then.
Yeah, brass.
Yeah.
Massive fake food off of supermarket sweets.
Also, thank you to Will, Stefan Powell, Beth, Tom, James and Paul.
Thanks, Scott. Love you, bye.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Love you, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so tomorrow on the show, internet sensation Anto Sharp is on. Now, we know him, obviously, we've known him for a while now, we're big fans. The man who has built up a ridiculous following online for going into supermarkets, putting stuff into baskets, and then saying,
"You're going straight in my basket."
So, he's playing bingo tomorrow, which I can't wait for. But then, also, we're thinking of recording a straight in my basket off with Anto and me and Chris and you lot as well. You might have seen this on mine and Chris's Twitter yesterday. We've done like a selfie-style video of us just trying to do it like he does. So, for example, he'll go,
"Ooh, a big sausage. That's going straight in my basket."
If you want to have a go at it, and it's just got to be as loud and camp and outrageous as possible, video yourself doing the best one you can and then email me the video. Do it in a selfie style. And as for what to put in your basket when you're saying it on the video, just pick something with a bit of innuendo in it, like this.
Ooh, shuttlecock. That's going straight in my basket.
Listener Mark, one of our listeners, has sent me this one last night. He filmed himself in a selfie style. Let's see what Mark's doing.
Ooh, spatchcock poo stance. Going straight in my basket.
Actually really good. Just film yourself... Film yourself on your phone doing it and send the video to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we might use it in the Straight In My Basket Off with Anto Sharp. Send your video to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we could use it. We're going to record the game on Thursday when Anto's in for innuendo bingo. Email me, do it in a selfie style and do your best straight in my basket for me.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Jake in Southampton would quite like Chris talking about fish evolving to have hands for the gap on Bumbleday Wednesday. Go on, pigs, old school, but thank you, John, for your suggestion. Just taking some requests like I do on a Wednesday for the gap. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Laura.
Hello, Laura, where are you?
I'm just at my university library at York.
Okay, what, have you stepped out of the library to call me?
Yeah, I stepped out of the quiet, well, our quiet music section of the library. I'm in the corridor.
Okay, so you're at the University of York, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, studying what?
Music.
Okay, lush. Surely they'll let you have Radio 1 on then, no?
Not in our little quiet section that's tucked away. No one knows that we're here.
But say that it's music on Radio 1, because it
well,
is.
Well, I know, but I just don't think what I'm writing about Shostakovich, so I don't think anyone else is really going to...
Yeah, that's not coming up after Jamie Lawson.
No, unfortunately not.
How can I help you?
I was wondering when Bambaleo Wednesday was going to be on because I really need it.
Why? Is it just like a long essay situation?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been to the library in our 10-week term and we're on week 9.
Okay, good.
Yeah, going really well.
What have you been doing, Laura?
Well, I've been doing... So I was in an opera, I'm directing another musical and I've been doing some stuff outside of uni as well, so it was
Okay, I'll let you off. You've been busy. It's been busy times. It's not just been fun.
No, not all the fun.
Okay, right. So, Bumbleday Wednesday, I'm saying 2:40. You keen?
Yes, please.
Okay. Right, you're going to be secret listening in the library?
Yeah, I will be doing my secret dancing in the library.
Okay, 2:40. Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Okay, then. I think I'm ready. Are you ready? We've made it to halfway through the week. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Oh, God, wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the demolishers, we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold, it's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frost, but...
What do you mean? Do you want me to be naked or not put gravy on?
I wasn't thinking that. I just thought the food naked. That's a whole different option. Is that on the menu? No.
It's not been on the menu so far, no.
No. Okay. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. No, what I'm saying is right now that is a ridiculous thing to say because it's probably because someone's seen fish fingers in the shop. What I'm saying here is a word of warning. Fish will have hands. Yeah. Oof.
Come on, where are you? Laura is bumbling her way to Glasgow from Newcastle. Bumbling everywhere. The paperwork's all over my car, says Edward and Ilminster. We're doing it on my own. Chris and Letchworth. Great gap today, Mills. One of the best, says Ewan. Slightly Christmas tinged as well, I think. I think it's nearly time. Loving frostbite guy in the gap, says Catherine. Come on, where are you? We're playing Bumble O by the Gypsy Kings because it's halfway through the week. That's what we do on Radio 1. Best one yet, says Zach in North London. Bumble O. Move some more. Shake it. Will and Ryan bumbleoing on the way to Cirencester. Phil from Wimborne bumbleoing his hose off. That's not one. Tom bit stressed in his van. 54 parcels left. Best gap ever. Fish with hands, lol, says Sarah. Bumbleo! Tim in Bournemouth is bumbleoing at the top of a telegraph pole. Kelsey from Newcastle's on. Greg from Grimsby. Crimsby. Not already, is it? Clappy bit.
40 of those.
One more time, let's go! Richard, Christmas bulking already. Bumbleoing on the maths computer in the lab, says Cameron in Glasgow. Bumbleoing my tools off in Winchester, that's Jordan. Never really understood this until now, but it's because it's halfway through the week. That's right, John in Cornwall. Glad you finally got it there. And Lionel bumbleoing all eight wheels off of his eight-wheeler. Nice. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1, who's that?
It's Holly.
Holly, where are you?
I'm in East Noyle.
Where's that?
It's a tiny little village in Wiltshire.
Near where?
Shaftesbury, on the border.
I know Shaftesbury, anywhere near the Half Moon?
Yeah.
I know it, yeah. And the Mitre?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the pubs. How can I help you, Holly?
Well, yesterday you were talking about a naked food.
Yeah, Chris had a thing about... you know, serving food naked. So it's like a naked burger, which is a burger without a bun, just normally in a bit of lettuce. It's basically the food with all the good stuff cut out of it.
Yeah.
Chris made a call to this cafe. I've got it here.
Hello.
Hello, just wondering what's on the menu today.
What do you mean?
What you're serving?
All sorts. Breakfast, sandwiches, chips, burgers.
Any specials?
No, we don't do specials.
Burger-wise?
Yeah.
Is it just your standard burgers?
Cheeseburger, whole normal burger, yeah.
Can you do it naked for me? No.
Awkward. So what have you got for me, Holly?
A topless sandwich.
What?
A topless sandwich.
Do you want to be telling me this, or...? When was the last time you had a topless sandwich, Holly?
I haven't actually tried one, because I think it's a bit pointless.
Were you worried that someone might look through the window, and that's why you've not had one? Topless sandwich.
Well, where I live, I doubt that anyone would.
Yeah, you've not seen anyone since 1982, have you?
No, probably not.
So what is it?
A sandwich with the... Obviously, you've got the bottom bit of bread, and then you fill in, but nothing on top.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I know.
Is that just...
Apparently very good for you.
What, because no bread? Or one bit of bread?
One bit of bread, yeah. What?
So all you're taking out of that is one bit of bread, so how come it's really good for you?
Because, I don't know, something to do with carbohydrates and sugars and whatever.
Right, it's just less bread.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck with it when you finally try one.
Thank you.
And love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hi, Tori.
Hi, Scott.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
It's a month today, my darling.
It is.
Are you all right?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So how old are you?
20.
And where do you live?
East Sussex.
Okay. I know that you're fully into Christmas, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
How long have you had your decorations up for?
Since Halloween.
Since Halloween?
Yeah.
That's a bit weird. You are keener on Christmas than me.
Yes, it's my favourite time of year, so...
Yeah. Are you saying Christmas song? Loads of people are saying yes to it today.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, get ready to turn the radio up now. You ready? Let's do it! Kelly Clarkson, Merry Christmas! Yes! It's too early. There's Christmas adverts on everywhere and every shop's got it on. And it's a month today, so yes. Wow, I enjoyed that. Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Alice Levine, hello.
Hello.
Thank goodness you're here because I've been on my own today.
Yeah, where is he?
Recording something, just off, I don't know.
Always off.
Always off.
Part-timer.
You all right?
Yeah, good. Are you?
Yeah, really good.
Looking ever so svelte.
Am I?
Yeah. Is it the all black situation, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's careful use of black.
For shading and contouring.
That's right. So we're going to play Real or No Real, and I get to play the game today, which is good.
It's nice when this happens.
I agree. Let's do it, shall we?
Tickets have gone on sale in the US for a series of rock concerts by a hologram.
Do you mean a hologram of a well-known artist?
I don't know. Maybe you're seeing a hologram of a famous artist, and I don't know, the music will just be their album or whatever.
Because they've done a hologram of Tupac, right? At was it at Glastonbury or South by Southwest or something?
Yes, it was one of those.
And people got very excited about that.
There was a hologram when I went to see the Michael Jackson show in Las Vegas last year.
Different thing, yeah.
Yes.
So people would maybe... opt to see the hologram over the band. So, would you be like, oh, there's tickets to see Coldplay, or there's tickets to see hologram Coldplay, half the price?
Which would you do, though? Would you shell out for the full Coldplay experience, or would you just be happy with a hologram of Chris?
The same, isn't it?
You can't say that. Not the same. They're not actually there.
You know how tight I am. If it's half price, same.
Would you?
Yeah.
right. So I'll put you down. When they do the hologram Coldplay show, I'll put you down for two. So I don't think people would pay money to see this, so I'm going to say no real.
It could all go to the dogs, couldn't it, if somebody raises their hands in the air and goes in front of the projector. It's
or
all
does
over.
Like a rabbit.
That was the most fun.
Hey!
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, good.
Oh, Hatsune Miku is a hologram massive in Japan. It's a humanoid persona voiced by a singing synthesizer application.
Sounds like a great night out.
But, it's a bit like gorillas.
Yeah, but there's nobody... At least with gorillas, you kind of knew that there were people behind it, that there were people involved.
Yeah.
But who is this?
She's a made-up 16-year-old girl with long turquoise twin tails. But you wish you had them.
I've tried. I've failed. And how much would that set me back, I wonder?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. You know that date that we're always trying to arrange? Maybe we should go see that.
Yeah, when is that, please? When are we going out? I said that we'd have a Christmas drink, right?
You did say that.
Well,
when's
that going to happen?
You didn't say which Christmas.
It's a month today, actually. And next.
The most commonly returned Christmas presents last year were celebrity-endorsed perfumes.
I would never return a celebrity-endorsed perfume, would you?
Also, there's quite a strict rule, surely, about returning perfume. Can't be having 10 spritzes and then returning it.
Yeah, true.
You love the perfumes, though. You love all the scents.
Yeah, can you tell?
Yeah.
Do I always smell perfumey?
There's definitely always an aura around you.
Is there?
A cloud.
And what does it smell of?
Rich. It's money, yeah.
No, it is not money.
Really rich, yeah.
Well,
because I know you have all the posh candles in your house and you give off a very similar smell.
Do you know what it actually is?
What?
Enrique Iglesias Adrenaline.
Did you get it on a ferry?
I think about some of the celebrity perfumes. Who is going to buy that? For instance, in my local pharmacy the other day, it was on offer, like £12, I think. Celine Dion, Sensational, offer.
Is that circa Titanic?
I think so. Whose would you wear out of anyone?
Who would smell good?
J-Lo Glow.
No, I feel like she's always quite sweaty because she's always, like, doing loads of dancing and stuff, isn't she? Do you know whose would be really fun? Jennifer Lawrence.
What would that smell of?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'd like to have an Amy Schumer one.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. It'd be a liter as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So the most commonly returned Christmas present last year, celebrity-endorsed perfumes. I'm saying no real. Why would you chuck them away?
I'm going to agree with you there. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No, the most commonly returned gifts are always clothes, followed by toys. You're right, you couldn't return a perfume, not after you've had a few sprays.
Yeah, I return any toys that I'm given at Christmas.
And finally...
The first ever webcam was used by scientists to see when they'd run out of coffee.
Great use of science. Well done, everyone.
Does anyone remember, you weren't here then, I don't think, the Radio 1 webcam?
Oh, my goodness. That's when they took a picture, like, every 3 days and then, like, cut it together.
It was...
It was like a flip book, wasn't it?
It was. It took a photo every 11 minutes. I don't know why. And
that's so rubbish.
It's really rubbish. But at the time, a breakthrough. And it would just be a picture of the said DJ at the time just picking their nose generally.
It was like really, really early Google Earth.
Yeah, it really was. But I remember I used to smarten myself up every 11 minutes just in case.
It's coming up to 9 minutes, Scott. Wait a sec. Get the compact out.
I don't believe that the first ever webcam was used to see when they've run out of coffee for scientists. They'd use it for something much brainier than that.
But sometimes when they do an experiment, they do something really small to test the technology and they obviously can't use it for something important. So I'm going to say this is... It's always tricky with this game, but I'm going to say it's real.
I'm saying no real. I think they use it for something better.
That one's real.
Thank you.
You smashed it again. It was in a computer lab at Cambridge University. It was trained on the coffee pot in the corridor to save scientists making pointless trips when it had run out.
Boffins like to do stuff like that. They love it.
Coffee boffins. At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I got 10 and Alice got 30.
I mean, it shows that you never play. It really is showing.
So rusty.
I feel like I've kind of got so much better from about a year ago. I used to be so, so bad at this.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've just managed to work out the formula, maybe.
Yeah, I think I have. The algorithm's in here now.
Also, you're so behind on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Have you even joined Radio 1 yet on the podcast?
So, yeah, on the podcast, it's Christmas, I think, of 2009.
No, it's not.
And... yeah, what's happened? I think all that Psy stuff is kicking off.
Oh, what, Gangnam Style? That wasn't 2009.
When was that?
So behind.
I know. Somebody else, though, messaged me and said that they've got the same thing. I think it's quite a nice little time warp on the Scott Mills.
Yeah, I like it.
And actually, I thought I was having that experience the other day because you had Becky on the show. You know how you were saying that you owed people loads of wine and you looked back in time to see if you did?
That's right.
So I was really thrown because I was like, to me, Becky's current.
Yeah,
and everyone's freaking
on.
Out that Becky's on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be heartbroken when she actually leaves the show.
Oh, don't. No spoilers. No spoilers.
I'm sorry. Oh, you don't even know that she leaves. Right, see you back on radio on Saturday.
Yes, indeed, yeah. 1 o'clock. And you'll be listening, I'm sure.
Make it part of your weekend plans. Alice Levine, Saturday and Sunday from 1. Thanks, my darling.
Ta-ta.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow at 1:45...
you're going straight in my basket.
Anto Sharp is playing Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1.